Colombia's national men's soccer team is heading to the quarterfinals of the World Cup. That's a first. And as John Otis reports, the team's winning streak is helping Colombian soccer emerge from a history of disappointment and also drug-fueled violence.
Colombia has handily won all four of its World Cup games. Against Uruguay, Colombian midfielder James Rodriguez scored one of the prettiest goals of the tournament. With his back to the net, Rodriguez caught a pass with his chest, twisted around, and blasted a long-distance shot that banged in off the crossbar. For now, his five goals make Rodriguez the World Cup's top scorer, ahead of Argentina's Lionel Messi and Brazil's Neymar. The Colombian team has also found glory on the sidelines with its choreographed salsa dances to celebrate goals. Their best moves have been compiled and set to music on YouTube. This outpouring of joy contrasts with Colombian soccer's painful past. In the 1980s and 90s, drug cartels financed several of the country's professional teams as a way to launder money. Cartels and gambling syndicates often leaned on players and referees to throw matches. Colombia's 1989 professional soccer season was canceled following the murder of a referee. Then came the infamous 1994 World Cup. Several players received death threats. In a loss to the U.S., defender Andres Escobar accidentally knocked the ball into Colombia's net for an own goal.
What a tragedy for the Colombian defense! Escobar!
Colombia was eliminated, and a week later, Escobar was shot dead in his hometown of Medellin. The motive remains unclear, but many believe the murder was ordered by drug lords who had bet heavily on Colombia to advance at the World Cup. Thousands attended Escobar's funeral. It was a low point for the sport and for Colombia, where violence was consuming the country.
Una vergüenza nacional, una vergüenza mundial.
In this documentary, filmed shortly afterwards, Escobar's father called the killing a national disgrace. But over the past two decades, the biggest cartels have been dismantled. In addition, the government is holding peace talks to end Colombia's 50-year guerrilla war. All this has led to a steep drop in violent crime. Soccer is also on the mend. Investigators say that pro teams have largely cut their ties to the underworld. Meanwhile, a new generation of talent has brought Colombia back to the World Cup for the first time in 16 years. As he celebrates Colombia's latest victory, law student Alvaro Barrero says, soccer used to be rife with dirty money, but that's no longer the case. Colombia has changed a lot for the better. Another fan, Esteban Martinez, agrees. Colombians have woken up, he tells me. Now we are saying no more violence. Well, not entirely. After Colombia defeated Greece in its World Cup opener, drunken revelers were involved in 3,000 fights that left 9 people dead. That prompted authorities to ban alcohol sales in some cities when Colombia plays. So, how long will the party last? On Friday, Colombia plays host nation Brazil, which has won the World Cup a record 5 times. But Colombia is playing so well that some odds makers are now predicting an upset. For NPR News, I'm John Otis in Bogota, Colombia.